The next patient is Joyce Sirois. S, la que encierra I-R-O-I-S. First name, Joyce. J-O-Y-C-E. This is the clinical case. Of a 75-year-old white female patient of Dr. Maxwell, M-A-X-W-E-L-L. That is referred to the practice for evaluation of the kidney disease. Period. The latest laboratory workup that we have available is May the 1st, 2024. That was done at the Florida Cancer Specialist, in which the serum creatinine was 1.1, the BUN was 39, and the estimated GFR 52.4. The patient has remained through 2023 and 2024 with the estimated GFR that is consistent with CKD stage 3A. Determination of the albumin creatinine ratio is less than 30%. Excuse me, it's less than 30, not percent, forget about the percent. Following number, the patient has a history of diabetes mellitus that has been treated with the administration of Mounjaro. And at one time, the patient was on Kerendia. And at the present time, the patient is given Jardiance. The hemoglobin A1C has been less than 6 most of the time. Following number. The patient used to be more than 300 pounds, and she underwent bariatric surgery in the 1990s. She lost significant amount of body weight, but perhaps due to the fact that the patient was so heavy, develop changes in the bone structure with severe degenerative bone disease in the back. And she has peripheral vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy that in a way has crippled her. She is wheelchair confined. She's able to stand up, but she won't be able to walk but short distances, less than 20, 30 feet. Period. The type of surgery that was done is unknown. The most likely situation is the Y and Roux surgery. The abdominal CT scan fails to show a metallic clips or a specific surgery in the abdomen. The patient doesn't seem to have complications associated to the bariatric procedure. There is no evidence of kidney stones, no alterations in the electrolytes. The patient has been followed at the Florida Cancer Center, where she receives iron infusion and vitamins. At one time, the patient was given Procrit. The anemia is no longer present. However, the patient is monitored at the Florida Cancer Center with regularity. Follow the number. The patient has hyperlipidemia. Following number, the patient has hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, the patient has a history of Parkinson's, for which she has been treated with Cinemet 25-100. The patient doesn't have alterations in the memory, whether or not the ability to walk has been impaired by Parkinson is not known to me. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, the patient is treated with Abilify for the depression. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease without esophagitis. She takes lansoprazole, 30 milligrams on a daily basis. Following number, vitamin D deficiency, vitamin B12 deficiency and supplementation. Period. I am going to order a kidney ultrasound and complete the assessment for the kidney function in order to decide whether or not the patient needs alterations or changes in the medications and my final recommendations. But thanks a lot for the consultation. We follow the case with you.